In the United States, former FBI Director James Comey's explosive new book has just been officially released and it's already flying off the shelves. It's called A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies and Leadership, and it looks at everything from his investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails to his firing as FBI Director. And it includes some highly unflattering insights about working for and with Donald Trump. In a new interview on USA Today, James Comey has repeated his assertion that Donald Trump is a serial liar and unfit to lead.
I actually believe he's morally unfit to be president. And I say that because someone who is able to see moral equivalence in Charlottesville or to speak and treat women like they're pieces of meat and to lie constantly and who appears to lack an external moral framework. So all leaders that I've known have some sort of external framework. They make the hardest decisions by touching a religious tradition or philosophy or logic or history or tradition. I never saw any of that with Donald Trump. The only reference point is internal. What will bring me the affirmation that I so badly crave? That collection of attributes makes a person morally unfit to be a leader, no less the president of the United States.
James Comey speaking on USA Today. Well, the American president has hit back, describing the former FBI director as a liar, a slimeball, a self-admitted leaker, and the worst head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in history. Republicans have rallied around the president and launched a website called Lion Comey to discredit the former FBI chief. Even some FBI agents have raised concerns about James Comey's disclosures about the ongoing investigation into possible collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Frank Montoya Jr. is a former FBI senior executive and special agent. He worked closely with James Comey over the years and he joins us from Salt Lake City. Frank Montoya Jr., welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'd like to add that I'm not one of those who is raising those questions, by the way.
Yes, okay. I understand that. Have you read James Comey's book yet?
I started listening to it this morning and been very impressed with it thus far. I mean, it's the man that I spent 4 years working with very closely. That's what he would preach every single day at work.
The most explosive excerpts, I think, have already been leaked or revealed by James Comey himself in those television interviews he's done, two significant interviews so far. For you, what's the most significant or important revelation from James Comey's memoir?
You know, the point that he's made about the president being morally unfit, that's a big one. But the other parts that I think are really important for people to pay attention to are the lessons on leadership that he talks about. You know, moral authority matters, but there are a lot of other values that are important when it comes to leadership. And, you know, he epitomized a lot of those. And in those areas where, you know, when he was human and he did fail, he had the ability to take the step back and learn from his mistakes. And that's an important lesson for folks not only to hear, but to learn. And I think he's a great teacher in that respect.
Most focus will be on his criticisms on the president. We heard one there when he called the president most morally unfit to be president. Do you think he's been criticised by some and some within the FBI family, some former senior executives, former deputy directors, for writing a memoir about his time as FBI chief? Do you think the manner in which he was fired by the White House meant it was inevitable he'd want to present his side of the story, or do you think he should have kept his counsel?
No, I think that the dismissal absolutely had something to do with it. He said so himself shortly after he was dismissed that if the president hadn't defamed him, hadn't slandered him, that, you know, he wouldn't have said anything about a special counsel, for instance. And he acknowledged that that was via a leak. So we're in some unprecedented times. There are some actions that I'm sure that he probably would like to revisit, but there are ultimately the things that he has done in terms of leading, you know, providing the information that led to the establishment of the special counsel and the information that he has provided in the course of the investigation. All of that was absolutely necessary for not just the rule of law, but our state as a nation.
Yes, but should have been kept within the realms of the special counsel rather than printed in a book and going on a book tour with it.
Well, you know, perhaps, but I think also, like you said, we're in some unprecedented times, and this is a president where, you know, there are no such things as low blows with him. Jim's not calling him a slime ball or a grandstander or a showboat or using any of those other vile or offensive terms to describe him. He's just putting the word out there, and I think he's doing it because he sees the need to establish a new kind of dialogue in this country. It's become so uncivil. It's become so unfair. It's become, you know, it's based on a lot of rumor and innuendo, and he's just saying, hey, let's have a discussion, but let's do it in a better spirit.
It has got a bit personal on both sides, though. In his book, for instance, James Comey writes of the president, of Donald Trump, his face appeared slightly orange with bright white half moons under his eyes, where I assume he placed small tanning goggles and impressively coiffed bright blonde hair, which on close inspection looked to be all his. I remember wondering how long it must take him in the morning to get that done.
Yeah.
I mean, why would the former director of the FBI write that, be bothered to write that? And isn't it only there to sort of diminish the president in some way, to make him look vain and silly?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think that there is, an element of irony in the description. I also, you know, Jim said that he was trying to be honest about it. But yeah, I think there's an element of wounded pride too. I mean, look at the way that things went and how he was so arbitrarily and unceremoniously dismissed. He was in the Los Angeles field office and he learned about it while, glancing at a TV screen and seeing it flashed on a TV screen. So yeah, I think there's some, an element of wounded pride there too. But and frankly, an opportunity to sell some books too. So.
Is that the problem here? A former FBI director taking the opportunity to sell some books? Because that seems to have been what's riled some of your former colleagues. Robert Anderson, who's a former executive assistant director of the FBI, who believes, he says, James Comey is a good man and love working for him. But he's not really comfortable with him, for instance, talking about ongoing investigations and talking about some of the issues he discussed with the president in confidence. He says that's a little shocking that the former head of the FBI would do that. Do you think it's shocking, and do you think it's proper?
Bob and I are really good friends. I agree with him on most everything. This is one of those places where we get right. Yeah, in the sense that, yes, there is an element of shock to it, but I also think that it was a necessity, and it's not just about the selling the books. And, in terms of what Jim Comey does from here on in, I think we'll bear that out. But I think that as far as the national discussion is concerned, the national debate, yeah, it was a very important element, or is going to be a very important element of that discussion. I mean, you led off this interview with, some of Jim's comments to USA Today and talking about the morality of leadership and what we need in this country in order to regain our moral high ground, if you will, in terms of how we live and work and exist in our society.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Frank Montoya Jr., former FBI senior executive who worked closely with James Comey. James Comey has spoken and written extensively about Hillary Clinton, about the emails. He said he was confident that Hillary Clinton would win the presidency. And yet, of course, just 11 days before Election Day, he announced he would reopen the investigation into her private email server, an act that many believe, including, I think, Hillary Clinton and her supporters, helped usher Donald Trump into the White House. Now, James Comey clearly regrets that, but says he wouldn't do anything differently. Some see this book and his telling of that element of history as his attempt to rewrite his legacy, his attempt at revisionism. I think you may have been in the room some of the times when James Comey made those decisions about whether to investigate Hillary Clinton. What's your response to those who say this cost Hillary Clinton the election?
Well, first off, the description in the book, and I just got to that part of it, actually flipped to that first because I was there, and it's consistent with the discussions that we had at the time. The reality of the situation is if Hillary Clinton hadn't used a private or personal server to conduct official business, there wouldn't have been an investigation in the first place. And beyond that, as far as the campaign was concerned, if she had paid better attention to three different states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, we wouldn't be having this discussion. So I think that there's, in terms of what he is trying to say is, listen, we aren't the ones that instigated this investigation. It was her use of the server that instigated it. The fact of the matter is she wasn't charged, and then these other emails came up, and it, as a matter of course, and I think that his point on legitimacy, had she been elected, is spot on. I mean, I think that we'd be having if she had won, there'd be fights in Congress anyway for, a bunch of other things. But the fact of the matter is he was trying, one, to protect the independence of the FBI, and two, if she and everybody in this country until about 5:30 or 7:30 Eastern time thought that she was going to win the election, and then all of a sudden it kind of turned in Donald Trump's favor. But until that moment in time, everyone in this country thought she was going to win. And so he was looking at, one, how do I protect the independence of the FBI? And two, when the inevitable questions come up about this investigation and these additional emails, what's the best way to address the situation?
Okay.
We knew at the time it was a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, and he chose the road that he chose.
Frank Montoya Jr., thank you very much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you for calling.
Frank Montoya Jr., former FBI senior executive and special agent who worked closely with James Comey. And tomorrow night on 7:30, Lee Sales will have an exclusive interview with James Comey about his book, A Higher Loyalty, which is out today.